Amen. We all have faith in stuff. The goal is we have our faith in the right thing. Amen. Some have trust and some have faith in their job. Amen. Some trust and believe in their money and that their money can get them out of all situations. Amen. Others believe and have trust in friends and family. Amen. Loved ones. Amen. We all have faith in something. Amen. But until that job lets you down. Amen. That job turned around when times aren't going very well and they lay you off. Amen. You can no longer trust in that job. Amen. Until that money is of no use. Amen. To all of those that experience the wildfires and the water and all that stuff. See, all that money can do nothing for them right now. Amen. They have all the money, but their houses are still being burned down. Amen. So they put their trust in the wrong thing. Amen. For those that may trust in friends and family. Amen. The Bible tells us that curse the man that trusts in man. Amen. You got to make sure, amen, that you're putting your trust. Amen. That you got your faith in the right place. Amen. We're talking about faith. Amen. Amen. If we want to know your level of faith today. Amen. What's your level of faith? Amen. I challenge you today. Amen. We've tried everything else. Amen. I challenge you to try faith. Amen. I challenge you to put your whole heart, mind, and soul in God. Amen. And see what the outcome will be. Amen. You saw what your money can do and what jobs will do. Amen. But put your trust in God. Amen. Put your trust in God. Amen. He won't let you down. Amen. He won't let you down. Amen. The Bible tells us in Romans 12, it says that God has dealt each man a measure of faith. Now, whether that measure of faith is enough to move a mountain in your life, amen, or whether that measure of faith is very little at all, amen, it truly all depends upon you. Amen. It depends on you, your level of faith, whether you're going to be able to move those mountains. Amen. Those situations that come in each and every one of our lives, or whether you're not, amen, it's on you. Amen. Faith is defined as acting in full confidence that God would do as he promised. Amen. Even if you don't know when, where, how, amen, God is going to keep his promise. Amen. And now, whether that faith is a big faith, amen, whether it's a little faith, amen, it's all on you today. Amen. So here, I want to encourage you today, saint. I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you. Amen. I know you. We have different things going on, and I know, amen, we all deal with different stuff. But, amen, God is the source of everything. Amen. He's the source. And it doesn't matter the situation. Amen. It doesn't matter the problem. We trust in God. I want you to put full confidence in God, knowing God that he's able, amen, to bring us out of any situation. Amen. He's able to do that for us. Amen. The word tells us in Hebrews, it says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen. The evidence of things not seen. Amen. And we've all heard that passage before. Amen. Many of us, I'm sure, have quoted it on many different occasions. Amen. Amen. But what exactly does it mean? Amen. Amen. What is Paul telling us? He says, now faith is the substance. Amen. So having full confidence in Christ, amen, can bring about things, amen, that we've hoped for. Amen, those things that we've asked and prayed and got to God for. Lord God, see about my child. Father, I'm not doing very well right now, but I need you to heal my body. Amen, God, I need you just to stop by just for a little while. Amen, and come see about your child. Amen, God makes whatever those things possible. Amen, through faith. Amen, by us believing in God and knowing God will not keep his promise. Amen. God has promised us things. Amen. He has given us many promises. Amen. But we got to know what those promises are. Amen. And the only way to know those promises is to read our word. Amen. We got to stay rooted and grounded in the Bible. Amen. Amen. If we wish to overcome, amen, there's going to be some ups and there's going to be some downs. Amen. But we can overcome in Jesus Christ. Amen. So here, amen, what we said says, Paul is basically saying that God, amen, for those things that we have hoped and we've asked God for through faith, having full confidence, he will bring it to pass. Amen. We've all had things, amen, that we would want to have happen. Amen. We've all put our trust in things, amen, that just let us down at the end of the day. Amen. But God won't let you down. Amen. You can count on God to keep every promise. So simply put, God has given us power to create something out of nothing. Amen. By simply having full confidence in him. Amen. As long as it's a part or it's aligned with his promises. Amen. I looked up promises, amen, and I was just researching, and my research showed that there's over 5,000 promises in the Bible that God has given to us. Amen. So there's a lot of things, amen, God that has promised to us. Amen. So it's up to us. It behooves us. Amen, to get in his word so that we'll know, amen, when something comes our way, well, God already don't promise me this, right? He already don't promise he's going to work this situation out. Amen, he's already said that he's going to do this. Amen, so, but for us to know, amen, it's for us to know, amen, and in order to find out what those promises are, amen, we have to read our word. Amen, we have to read our word. Amen, what's your level of faith? Amen. What's your level of faith? Are you able to remove mountains? Amen. Are you able to remove and calm the storm? Amen. When things start happening, are you able to, amen, have faith and trust that God, he's going to deliver you out of that situation? Amen. That he's going to pay that light bill. Oh, God. Amen. Or that he's going to supply your every need. Amen. According to his riches and glory. Amen. What's your level of faith? Amen. If you would, turn with me to Matthew 8. Amen. And we're just going to look over a few examples. Amen. Talking about faith. Amen. Talking about faith. We're going to go to Matthew 8. Amen. We're going to start at verse 5. Amen. And we're going to read through verse 10. What's your level of faith? Amen. Faith being acting in full confidence of God. That he will do as he promised. Amen. Even if you don't know when, where, how. Amen. That's faith. Amen. That's faith. Amen. I'm going to read verses 5 through 10, Matthew 8, verse 5 through 10, and it reads, it says, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievous, tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the words only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to the servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Amen, amen, amen. May it be a blessing to the reading of the word. Amen. Amen. So here, amen, there's a man. Amen. He's a centurion. Amen. And the Bible tells us that he wasn't just any centurion. Amen. He was a centurion of authority. Amen. Meaning that he had men and women under his authority. Amen. Amen. Meaning that he could tell someone to do something and they'll do it. Amen. He'll tell them to come and they'll come. Or if he told them to go, amen, they would go. Amen. But this centurion had a problem. Amen. He had a problem that his authority couldn't solve. Amen. He had a problem that was greater than who he was. Amen. And he needed some help. Amen. And his problem was, amen, that his servant had fallen sick. Amen. And he knew that, amen, if Jesus couldn't help him, amen, he would most likely die. Amen. If Jesus, amen, if he couldn't trust Jesus, amen, to solve this problem, amen, there was no way that the problem would be solved. Amen. So the Bible tells us that this man began to beseech Christ. Amen. And I looked up the word beseech, and it was defined to beg eagerly. Amen, amen, amen. So he went to Christ and he began to beg on behalf, not of himself, amen, but for one of his servants. Amen, and he began to beg Christ. He knew, amen, if Christ couldn't do it, amen, nobody could. Amen, nobody could. Amen, so the centurion began to ask Christ, and Christ saw the man, and Christ said, no problem, I hear you, amen, and I'll be right over, amen, to take care of the problem. Amen. But see, this centurion was a little different. Amen. See, he knew that, amen, he wasn't worthy of Christ coming to under his roof. Amen. The Bible says that the centurion said, well, God, Lord, amen, if you would just speak the word. Oh, God, if you would just speak the word healing, amen, I know my servant will be healed. Amen. So this centurion, amen, he had a faith, a level of faith that was greater than most. Amen. One, he had already believed that, you know, if he can just make it to Christ, amen, his servant will be healed. Amen. But then he went a step further. Amen. He said, Father, said, God, you don't even have to come to my house. God, if you just speak the word, amen, I know my servant will be healed. Amen. And God heard him. Amen. God heard the centurion. Amen. And when the centurion said, he said, well, you know, I have not found such great faith in all of Israel. Amen. And because of the centurion's faith, amen, his servant was healed. Amen. See, faith produced a result. Amen. See, what he couldn't physically see at first, amen, eventually became visible on the outside. Amen, but what was the trigger? Amen, the trigger was that he had full confidence in Christ. And he knew that if Christ did it, amen, it's going to be done and it's going to be done right. Amen, so what he couldn't physically see, amen, it eventually became a reality. Amen, that's faith. Amen, full confidence in Christ. Amen. What we can't see today, amen, we trust and believe in God and knowing that tomorrow, amen, will be a better day. Amen. That's faith in God. Amen. Having full confidence, amen, in who the God that we serve. Amen. Amen. So I just thank God for faith today. Amen. And we're going to move on to another example. Amen. If you would just scroll down just a little further, we're in the same chapter. Amen. And we're going to go to verse 23. Amen. Another example of faith. Amen. Another example of faith. Amen. I'm going to read verses 23 through 27. And it reads, it says, and when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, inasmuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And the disciples came to him and woke him up, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea. And there was a great calm. Verse 27 says, and the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Amen. What manner of man is this? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. What manner of man is this? Amen. So here, amen, we have a little bit different example. Amen. Here we have, amen, disciples in Christ. Amen. And the Bible tells us that they all went and they got into a ship. Amen. And they were in the sea and they were going to cross over. But, amen, as they were in the sea, the waves began to pick up. Amen. The winds began to blow. Amen. The Bible says that the waves began to cover, amen, cover the ship. Amen. And of course, as most of us, amen, in such a situation, they became fearful, right? They began to have doubt. Amen. Amen. So the first thing they did was they ran to Christ, amen, who was asleep. And amen. And they began to shake him. I can envision him shaking and saying, Master, Master, wake up, wake up. Amen. Do you not care that we're about to perish? Amen. Do you not care that we are about to die? Amen. And Christ woke up. Amen. The first thing, amen, that he said to them, amen, O ye a little faith. Amen. He didn't say that they didn't have any faith. Amen. But he said, O ye of little faith. Amen. The centurion, he said, oh, and he had what? Great faith. Amen. And because of their great faith, amen, it resulted in a change. Amen. It resulted in a healing. Amen. But here, amen, the word said that his disciples, amen, the ones that walked with him day in and day out. Amen. The ones that saw him open the blind eyes and heal the lame man. Amen. The one that was there. Amen. To them, he said, O ye of little faith. Amen. They saw what God had done. Amen. But as soon as fear, amen, got in the picture. Amen. As soon as they began to fear, they began to doubt. Amen. And you can't have fear and doubt and still have faith. You can't do it. Amen. You can't have both. Amen. And it tells me that, amen, even as Christians, amen, we can walk with Christ. Amen. We can live and we can live on a daily basis. Amen. But we can still doubt Christ. Amen. This is exactly what the disciples did. Amen. They walked with him, but they doubted him. Amen. They doubted who he was. And what he said. He said, let's get in this ship and we're going to cross over. See, that's what he told them. Amen. But once they started seeing the storm, they started looking left and right. Amen. They lost focus. Amen. Of what Christ had said. Amen. If you're going to be afraid of every storm that comes your way, amen, you're going to need to check your level of faith. Yeah. If you're going to be afraid every time something happens in your life, amen, and you're going to begin to doubt every time something happens, amen, you need to check what level of faith you're operating on. Amen. The centurion had great faith. Amen. Here the Bible tells us that the disciples had what? They had little faith. Amen. They had little faith. Faith and doubt and fear can't operate in the same time. Amen. How can you have complete confidence in Christ? How can you trust in God? Amen. You got to know his promises. Amen. You got to know his promises. I will never leave you, nor would I forsake you. Right? There's no weapon formed against you that shall prosper. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them from them all. Amen. Amen. These are the promises that God has given to us. Amen. But if you don't know the promises, amen, if you don't know what God has promised you, amen, how can you trust in God? Amen. How can you trust in him? Amen. To trust in God, amen, is to have full confidence in God. Amen. And to know, amen, that he can do and will do every promise. Amen. The word says you can't have two masters. Amen. For either you're going to hate one and love the other. Amen. Or other you're going to hold to one and you're going to despise one. You can't serve both. Amen. You can't serve God and man. You can't do both. Amen. You're going to have to pick a side. Amen. James says that, amen, an unstable man, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Amen. In all of his ways. Amen. Pick a side. Amen. Either you're going to stand over here and you're going to trust God fully. Amen. Knowing God, whatever situation that comes your way, amen, that he's able to deliver you from them all. Amen. Or you're going to stand over here. Amen, and you're going to become afraid. Amen, and you're going to become doubtful. Amen, and you're going to begin to lose focus. Amen, and you're going to lose out on what God has already promised you. Amen, we got to pick a side. Pick a side. Full confidence. Full confidence. Amen, I got another example. If you would turn with me to Matthew 14. What's your level of faith? What's your level of faith? Starting at verse 22, and I'm going to read through 32. Matthew 14, 22 through 32. And it reads, it says, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evenings would come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and he began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Hallelujah. Amen, amen. This is almost like deja vu to me. Right? Amen. This is almost just like deja vu. Amen. Here we have a similar situation. Amen, that we just read about. Amen, here this time, the only difference is Christ wasn't in the ship with him. Amen, Christ dismissed the multitudes, and he told his disciples to go in the ship and go on out to sea. Amen, but this time he didn't go with them. Amen, this time he went away into the mountains. Amen, and the word told us that he prayed. Amen, but the same thing happened. God, the waves began to pick up. Amen. And the winds begin to blow. Amen. And the disciples once again, amen, became fearful. Amen. They began to fear once again. Now, see, you know, I had to read this thing again because I had to thought at least one. Come on now. At least one of them should have remembered, amen, what happened before. But no such luck. Amen, no such thing. Amen, the word said they all became fearful. Amen, they all began to doubt. Amen, they had once again lost focus of what God had told them. Amen, they had begun to once again lose focus, amen, of what the instructions were. Amen, so God, seeing Christ, seeing what had happened, amen, he said, look at them. Oh, let me go on out here again. Amen. But this time he came walking on water. Right. Amen. He came walking on water. Amen. And as he approached, the word says that they were still filled with it. But there's got to be some spirit. It has to be something. Amen. And the first thing Christ said to them was, be not afraid. Be not afraid. For it is I. amen, and Peter was like, well, Lord, if it be you, God, if it truly be you, bid me, amen, to come out, amen, to you. Amen. And when I thought about that, I said, well, wow, for Peter to say such a thing, he had to have a level of faith beyond the others, because the others didn't say that. The others didn't say that. They didn't say, well, Lord, let me come walk out to you. No, no, no. Amen. But Peter had a level of faith. Amen. And he said, well, Lord, if it be you, amen, bid me to come unto you. Amen. And Christ said, come. Amen. Without thinking, Peter jumped over the bow of the ship. Amen. He began to walk towards Christ. Amen. But as he walked, amen, he started looking to the left. Amen. And he started looking to the right. And he started to see the winds and the waters. Amen. And all the waves and all the stuff that was going on. Amen. And what? He lost focus. He lost focus. Amen. And losing focus, what he began to sink. Amen. He began to sink. Amen. And he sunk. And he was like, well, God, you told me to come out, but amen, he lost focus of what God had told him. Amen. It was up to Christ to then reach out his hands. Amen. And grab him and bring him back. Amen. But after he did it, amen, the last thing that Christ said to Peter, he says, well, why did you doubt? Oh, ye of little faith. Amen. So you have Peter, who went from great faith, amen, enough faith for him to jump over the bow of a boat, right, and begin to walk on water, amen, to what Christ then said, oh, ye of little faith. Amen. Why? Amen. Because of fear. Amen. Because of doubt. Amen. Once those things get in, amen, it's hard to have complete confidence in Christ. Amen. You can't have both. Amen. You can't have both. Amen. You're going to either trust God completely and fully, amen, or you're not going to trust him at all. Amen. And just as we said before, amen, faith, amen, is something that you may not see today. Amen. But it can bring about results tomorrow. Amen. The Bible tells me that we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. We must stay focused on God's promises. Amen. Knowing that God is able and capable to do everything that he's promised. Amen. You may not know when, where, how, but you got to trust. You got to trust that he will. Amen. But you got to know the promises. Amen. We got to know the word. Amen. We got to read our word. Amen. We got to stay focused. Amen. We can't let our situations, amen, guide our direction. Amen. Because every time you're going to sink. Every time. Amen. Once we lose, once we take our focus off of Christ and what he has told us and what he has promised us, amen, you are going to begin to sink. Amen. Just as Peter did. Amen. You're going to sink. Amen. We got to stay focused on what God has told us. Amen. If you stay focused, amen, he's going to turn nothing into something. Amen. He's going to turn that situation around. Amen. It's not me saying, this is what the word says. Amen. Little confidence, little faith. Amen. Big confidence. Amen. Big faith. Amen. We got to trust in God. Amen. We got to keep his word. Amen. We got to know and trust and believe that he can do everything that he's promised. Amen. In order for those things to happen, amen, we got to maintain faith. Amen. In the time of trouble, we got to maintain faith. Amen. In ups and downs, amen, troubles, situations, amen, we have to maintain faith. Amen. We can do it. Amen. We can do it. Amen. We just trust in God. He has never let us down. He said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or the seed begging bread. Another promise. Amen. We got to know the promises. Amen. Faith without works are dead. Amen. We got to trust in God. not only just trust in him, but we have to have complete trust. Complete trust. Saints, we have power to change our situation by having faith, by having full confidence in Jesus Christ. Amen. He's given us a lot of promises. Amen. He's able and capable of doing every one of them. Amen. But what will you do? Amen. You play a part in it, right? Amen. You can't expect God to do what he said to do when you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Right? You can't expect for that to happen. Amen. But today I just want to encourage you all, amen, to keep faith. Amen. To keep faith in God. No matter what the situations may look like, amen, remember what he's told us. Amen. Don't become fearful and doubt. Amen. Faith and fear and doubt, amen, they can't work together. Amen. They can't work together. Amen. So I just encourage you, amen, to stay with Christ. Amen. In all things. Amen. In all things. Amen. Let's bow our head. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you, God, for the word today. God, we thank you right now, God, for your son, Jesus. Father God, how he came and how he died on the cross. But Father God, how he lived, God, and how, God, he lived as an example for us to follow. Father God, how he gave us examples and situations and things, God, so that we can understand, God, that he's God and there is no other. Amen. We pray, God, that you touch our hearts and our minds, God. And if there's anything that's not like you, God, we pray, God, that you will remove it right now. In the name of Jesus. Father God, give us full confidence in you today. Father God, in all of our problems, in all of our situations, God, we know, God, that you can work it out. Amen. We give you the glory and we give you the praise. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Didn't that heart burn? Didn't we enjoy the word? Where is your faith? What is the measure of your faith? Do you have faith? Do you know the promises of God? Are you still standing on what God told you? Are you still trusting in him? We just thank God for Elder Rouse and how God gave us some good word today to take with us. While he was talking and ministering, he said, he had my mind go back. He was saying how if God has told you something, you need to stand on that. No matter what goes on, no matter what you see, but goes on. It took me back to when Olivia was born. We stayed in the hospital for like 5 days. Normally it was supposed to be at least maybe 3. But they kept us because she wasn't able to pass the hearing test in one of her ears. And they said, well, if she doesn't pass the test, we can't let her go home with you. You just got to go in and you come back to you. I said, no, take my baby home because she can hear. Yeah. So you run the test again and we're going to go home together. I'm not going to leave this hospital without my child. So I prayed. And there's nothing wrong with her hearing, but that's what they said. So around the 5th day, they said, okay, she passed the test. But, you know, you got to go to the end zone and throw people in, blah, 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 blah. Nevertheless, I said, you know what, God? You did not give her to me, spare her life in order for it now to be something going on. I don't know what this is, but you gave her life, and I'm going to trust that whatever this is, I'm going to count on that. So it took us about a year. We had to keep going to the doctor, keep going. They had to keep, you know, doing the test and running this in. And I said, you know what? I'm not even finna doubt. I said, okay, if it's going to be death in one day, we're going to learn the test.